Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves. We started on a Friday with the Breaking It Down podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini, live from Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. We'll get you live. Anything after that, catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, a great guest coming through this show today. As I lay the red carpet, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Zach Manassian, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Mark. How are you? Great to be with you.
Well, it's great. You know, the sun's starting to come up there in Los Angeles. I'm sure it's a little cooler in Chicago, but other than that, everything's good. And a few days removed from a 61st birthday coming on Monday, so I'll be looking forward to that. Thank you. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, too.
Well, best way probably is to email me at first name, last name, ZachManassian@gmail.com. And I will answer any questions or do anything that I can for you. But that's my best contact.
Well, I'll tell you, I know my sister married an Armenian guy, and the food is absolutely terrific. The shish kebab, you got the rice pilav, the baklava, anything. Okay. Is there anything I'm missing on this thing?
You're killing me. Well, you know, Lamejun, that's an Armenian pizza. It's about a dinner plate size with ground lamb and some vegetables on it, and you pop it in the oven and you warm it up, and it's a terrific Armenian delicacy. That go to Glendale, you'll find it everywhere there. They've got terrific Armenian food in Los Angeles, and every time I go, I try to visit one or two of those restaurants.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and that's a good thing. You know, when you look at Chicago, when you look at L.A., you can get a different culture of foods across the board in both those cities.
Boy, you can. You're right there. I spent many years in Texas, and same there. You know, every part of the country has their food and their style of serving it, and of course, L.A., there's no place like L.A.
Yeah. Let's start on your book, Lasorda's University. Tell us how that came about. Very interesting, to say the least.
I've spent another number of years in baseball, Mark, as you know. But to tell you the truth, I was very fortunate because back in the 60s, while living in L.A., my dad worked at the iconic Ambassador Hotel in downtown L.A. And in that position, he was able to meet quite a few actors, actresses, athletes. And in particular, he got to know quite a few of the Dodger executives, Al Campanis and Buzzy Bavezzi. And we're talking about 1963-64, around there. And among those that he met was a guy named Tommy Lasorda. At the time, Tommy was a scout. He had just retired. The team had moved him from Philadelphia out to Los Angeles to scout and cover the Southern California area. And he did that for a couple of years. And I think Al Campanis felt that he had some qualities that would make a nice field manager someday. And so in 65, he hired Tommy to manage the rookie league, which is the lowest level. There are players that sign in June and then report right away to a rookie league team, and they normally would play a three-month season that would end in September. And so he managed 65 in Idaho, and the team decided to move the club from Pocatello to Ogden, Utah in 66. And he came to my dad in the winter before the season started, and he said, "Hey, I'm going to manage in Ogden this year. Can I bring your son with me and let him run the clubhouse, take care of the players?" Now, in 66, I had just turned, so my dad said, yeah, take them with you, you know. So off we went, Tommy and I, and we drove to Utah. We lived in a hotel for 3 months. I had my own room at 14, which I thought was a big deal. And I ran a clubhouse. I learned how to take care of players and how to run a locker room properly. And little did I know at that time that a number of years later I would be running a major league clubhouse, but that's in the end what ended up happening. So I worked for Tommy for those 3 years. They were the greatest 3 years of a teenager's life. I don't, without that experience, I really don't know what I would have done, but it had such an impact on me, those 3 years, and Tommy, being my mentor, that when he passed, and I had thought about writing something about Ogden for a number of years, but never sat down to do that. With Tommy's passing, I think it motivated me to start getting some of this story down on paper. Joe Lasorda passed a few months later and even gave me more motivation to get to work. So I sat down, and it took about 18, 19 months to do the research. And interestingly enough, there were majority of the guys I hadn't talked to in 54 years. I hired a private detective who found them or found most of them. I was able to contact them. In the end, I found 21 players, interviewed them all. They're all in the book with their thoughts about Ogden and Tommy and their professional base experience. And what the reader has to realize is most of these guys never made it. They played a year or two and they were released. They went home, they got jobs, they had families. About five or six of the guys on the 68 team is the team that I wrote about. It was a famous draft for the Dodgers, and they had quite a few future big league players on that club. So that was the club that I picked to write about. And but it's not about Garvey. It's not about Buckner. It's not about Valentine. It's about Tommy and his impact on these kids that came in from all parts of the country to play together professionally for the first time. And it's a memoir. It's a baseball story, but it's a life story. And the comments from all the ex-players on that club were just terrific. It made the book, really. Great photographs. I went into the Lasorda archive. I went into the Weber State University archive for their photos. I had my own collection of things from back then. So I want to say there's about 120 or so pictures in the book, which really give the reader a nice visual of everything that we're talking about. And it's a fun book. It's a fun read. It's an easy read. It's a clean book. There's no gossip. There's no baloney in it. It was written from the heart, through the eyes of a 16-year-old kid. So I hope people will go to Amazon, pick it up, and I hope they all enjoy it.
Yeah, Infectious Personality by Tommy Lasorda. You definitely got to get it. With about 6 minutes left in this great show, you got two sons in baseball. One is running the Anaheim Angels or the Los Angeles Angels, whatever they want to name themselves these days. And the other one is part of the San Francisco Giants. I think Perry's doing a great job in Anaheim. I know he's had to clean it up a little there and move some things. And, you know, they brought in Phil Nevin and they had a nice little run. What are you looking for this team going into 2023? Because I think, they're going to keep Ohtani, it looks like, and, Trout, and they'll probably go to the winter meetings trying to get some pitching in there.
I would think so, Mark. You know, everybody has said for the last, this Perry's going into his third year now, and had some contracts that had to run out, and some people had to leave or be moved, and at pitching, as you and I have talked off the air about, very important in today's game. And so I think you're right. I think to develop a strong bullpen with power arms that can get a strikeout when you need it, I think that's so important in today's game. And starting pitching is as important as well, because, I mean, you can't keep using five relievers a night. You have to have starters that can give you some innings and try to go deep into the game. And when I say deep, you're asking them to go, you know, at the most into the sixth, maybe the seventh inning. And so pitching, yeah, is key for Perry. He knows that better than anybody. I know people keep telling him that, and believe me, if I can assure all these people that are making those comments, he knows that. It's just a little more difficult to do than most people think.
Exactly. Everybody seems to be an armchair quarterback till they get that position and they got to run it.
Yeah. And you have to have help from the ownership as well. I mean, they have to
exactly.
be willing to get into this market and you know, put the dollars up to get these teams to, you know, to win. And at that point, you just got to trust your general manager and what his skills are.
No doubt about it. Your other son out there in San Francisco, he's got a couple titles under his belt, and he's getting married pretty soon. Tell us a little about that in the last 3 years.
He's my baby. He's Zach is the VP and director of pro scouting for San Francisco. He does a lot of international stuff as well. Has quite a bit of responsibility under Farhan there, and they're in a building stage as well. They had a terrific 107 win season 2 years ago. But again, I think he's got holes, and pitching is going to have to be built up to compete. And he's a baseball guy. They're all my kids. They all grew up in the clubhouse, and they all chose to try to stay in the game. And Zach, I'm sure, will be successful. Interestingly enough, Zach's godfather's Tommy Lasorda, and when he heard he took a job with the Giants, Tommy started calling him Benedict Arnold. So just a little bit of Tommy's humor there, I guess. But Zach's doing well. He's getting married in November. He's marrying a terrific gal, and we're all looking forward to the whole family being together over Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of lakma june and shish kebab and rice pilav as part of that wedding.
Whatever we can squeeze in there, yeah.
Hey, we definitely got to do this again. Got to get your sons on here because I like to talk to them both and across the board.
Great.
I know we got to get you on the Philadelphia show, WWDBAM 860 with Marianne and Sal and myself, but as we close this show, let everybody know where they can get that book again, because I think it's a must-read type of book, and it should be under the holiday tree.
Great. Great Christmas gift for sure, especially to a Tommy Lasorda or a baseball fan in general. And I'll tell you what, Mark, a lot of females have read it, and they are into it. So it's not just for guys. But you can get it at Amazon. And like I said, it's a great read, and give it a shot.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to have to break out the City Connect jersey of Ohtani, support the Angels and your son there.
As
we get closer here to the winter meetings and everything, man, oh, man, I'll cherish this. We will talk soon for Zach Benassian out there in Chicago, Illinois, talking a little Armenian food, little baseball books. His son's in the game. Boy, I'll tell you, what a legend in the making here. And we can't wait to get him in Philly. Check out this archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts. And we'll do this again next time. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. Zach, have a great one, my friend.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
See ya.